Taking you back to the music that matters. 104.9 KLMJ.
Ready to refresh your space? Hi, this is Steph McWilliams with First Bank Hampton with exciting news. Our limited time home improvement and HELOC specials are here. If you've been dreaming of updating your kitchen, finishing that basement, or finally tackling those interior projects you've noticed during the long winter, now's your chance. With great rates and flexible options, it's the perfect time to turn your house into the home you love. Don't wait. Visit us or call First Bank Hampton today to find your best option. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
March is National Brain Injury Awareness Month, and today we are joined by Keith Rick, physical therapist and athletic trainer at Franklin General Hospital in Hampton, going to be talking about, well, something you see a lot in sports and the like, are concussions. Those can cause brain injuries, and you see that in professional sports, especially in football, unfortunately, but it's a thing that can be really severe if not treated quickly, things like that, if you don't have the proper protection on your head. So, Keith, thanks a lot for joining us here today.
Absolutely. A pleasure. Thank you.
So I guess the first real hard-hitting question here is, what is a brain injury, I guess? Kind of describe that.
Yeah, so the, of course, varying levels of intensity, severity, but essentially it's anything that is disrupting that normal function of the brain. Concussion typically is a minor traumatic brain injury where, you know, there's a chemical change in the brain. And one of the illustrations I like to use is if you think about a local community that's been hit by a severe storm or a tornado. Maybe you have a part of town that the streets are all covered with debris and there's poor communication, so to speak. You can't get the vehicles up and down the streets, but other parts of the town's trying to help out. So other parts of the brain that are still functioning decent are trying to help out, just clean up those poor connections that are going on in the brain. It essentially is just this dumping of chemicals uncontrollably, and that can give us our symptoms that we get with those types of injuries.
So those roads are clogged up.
Yeah, and then it just takes time to get those tasks done that when you're healthy, it's just like I-35 or a big freeway. It's smooth, fast, easy, flowing. But then all of a sudden, there's debris in the road. Can't get the communication accomplished. Or with a little recovery, maybe it turns into a gravel road. And then all of a sudden, it gets back to that natural flow of things. But just an illustration to kind of think about how that can get disrupted.
So you and I talked before this was what happens if someone gets a concussion. You and I both have seen professional athletes. It's football players usually, but it happens in all sports. Once that concussion is had, once that massive impact is had on the head, they go into the stance of a, you know, I came a fencing response, but there's several names for it where the player lies down, their arms kind of shift up. I guess explain what happens there, Keith.
Yeah, so in that moment, we're able to visibly see that it is severe enough that the brain is not functioning properly and those extremities are stuck in a position where they're not getting a clear signal on what they're supposed to be doing. So they're stuck in that static position until everything kind of calms down enough. And of course, medical professionals getting out on the field quickly to make sure that they're monitoring things and stabilizing the neck and head area and making sure that they're getting proper care. But of course, watching as a fan or observing on the sidelines as a coach or a healthcare professional, there's a lot of those injuries that are not obvious. You know, maybe someone takes a decent hit, but it's not obvious that that athlete has sustained something. Mm-hmm. So it's very important. I think we've gotten a lot better now, especially at the professional level. They have people monitoring and watching those games, and they call down to the field and say, hey, 27, we need our doctor to take a look at them on the sidelines because that's a clear and obvious impact that needs to be evaluated.
And that kind of goes on the steps of severity, and I'll ask you about that in just a moment. Again, we are joined by Keith Rick, physical therapist and athletic trainer at Franklin General Hospital in Hampton. Again, National Brain Injury Awareness Month observed in March, as we talk about the severity of these. So kind of led me to my next question, talking about the importance of receiving immediate care. And it's been over 15 years. My dad took a pretty good fall, fell on the ice, and he got a concussion. Well, Thankfully, he called his mother and a good amount of time where a small brain bleed was stopped, but discussed the importance of getting immediate care once that concussion happens, whether it is a minor one where you're not sure of, or it's one of those major ones where an athlete might have a fencing response. So talk about the importance of getting that immediate care.
Yeah, absolutely. So just recognition that that injury has occurred is a big deal, whether it seems to be minor and maybe it's a kiddo that just fell off of a piece of playground equipment and all of a sudden they're not quite talking right or they're struggling with just simple balance. Obviously getting them checked out or anybody who has an injury looked at, it could be as simple as an athlete comes out to the clinic here and is just screened because they weren't quite sure and the coaches wanted to look at or mom or dad wanted us to take a look at them, or it's something that's more severe, such as your dad's injury. Obviously, having that impact, clearly going to sustain a concussion, but more importantly, yeah, checking out if someone has a brain bleed, that's more serious. If someone simply has had a concussion because it's just a chemical change in the brain, an MRI or CT scan is not going to reveal really any changes. Mm-hmm. However, we would never discourage anybody from having that kind of assessment, because if someone does have a brain bleed, obviously that's a more serious issue that needs to be resolved and properly managed. So if we're timely on things, then we can make sure that we're preventing more serious injury, and then we're going to be able to get those individuals into a protocol where they can have a tailor fit recovery process. So we have kind of a generalized protocol, but every individual is different, and we got to make sure that we're pacing things properly.
So long-term effects, I know my dad still has dizzy spells. Is that maybe a long-term effect of a concussion, Keith?
I would, with what you told me before and the type of injury he had, that likely has disrupted that part of his mind. Now, likely affected his inner ear system. Okay. So that's something that can be affected. We can get those sensations that the environment is spinning around us, or we're feeling tipsy and that balance system's getting thrown off. So that likely is a long-term effect from that injury.
So you kind of hit on this too in the last question, but the testing the doctors do, because when you see an athlete get hurt on the field, a concussion possibly, you start seeing, you know, moving in front of the eyes, that sort of thing, they're probably asking questions, where are you? I know when my sister fell, there were times she had no idea where she was, and she was 6-7 years old. So can you elaborate maybe briefly just what do professionals do at the start of that when a concussion is suspected, I guess?
Yeah, so we're just trying to kind of do a more brief, efficient examination that we would elaborate on in the clinic. So we're going to look at different systems that would include the visual system. How are the eyes tracking? Are those pupils acting funny? Are they, you know, constricted? Are they dilated? Are we dizzy at all? Giving them some things to remember. So I will give my athletes that have a suspected head injury different words to remember, and then I'll have them recite it back to me immediately, and then I'll have them check back with me again. I might give them a series of numbers, and they have to recite it back to me in the reverse order. So just making them really think, going beyond just, hey, what did you have for lunch today, that type of thing. So just trying to ask those questions that you know the answer to, and then also digging a little bit deeper just to test some of those basic functions that we know get disturbed with those head impacts.
Again, we're joined by Keith Rick, physical therapist and athletic trainer at Franklin General Hospital in Hampton, as we talk about March being National Brain Injury Awareness Month. We've been talking about what a concussion is, symptoms, what happens when someone gets a concussion, including the fencing response, as you see many times with professional athletes, especially football. And we're going to have more coming up on this conversation as we continue our conversation with Keith Rick on The Newsmaker coming up on Tuesday, as again, March is National Brain Injury Awareness Month.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Spring planting season is just around the corner, and at First Bank Hampton, we're here to help local farmers get ready. Hi, this is Josh Lang. If you're planning equipment or input purchases, talk to us about our ag loans tailored for your operation. Our team of experienced local lenders makes decisions right here in our community, so you can get fast answers, local financing, and competitive rates. Ready to start the season strong? Stop by or call First Bank Hampton today, your trusted partner in ag lending. Member FDIC.